Hey, hey, it's no longer Friday. Now, I'm so sorry that this is not coming to you. We had a little bit of technical fuckery. That's what I'm going to call it. Technical fuckery with a platform. Couldn't get in, blah, blah. Anyway, it's all over. Don't worry about it. This is why my Friday observation is coming to you late. So, better late than never, though, right? Now, this week, I went and saw the new movie Mardi Supreme. And oh my God, so I loved it. I loved it, and it got me thinking. It got me thinking about a lot. Now, I go to the movies for two reasons. One to get me thinking, one to stop me thinking. So I love sitting in the dark, eating and watching a movie. I love the surround sound. I love the intensity. I love that I don't have my phone on. I love that I'm 100% present. I love it. And I can't watch movies any other way because my ADHD won't let me. So I need to be in a very large public place where I'm not allowed to talk, put my feet up on the chairs, play on my phone, do any of those things, because it gives me all the structure so I can actually sit and really concentrate on the movie, and I fucking love it. So Mardi Supreme is great. Timothée Chalamet is amazing, and I hope he wins the Oscar. It's a very chaotic movie. It is bonkers, like completely bonkers. So it follows, it's based on a true story of Mardi, I think his name was Reisman or Ryder or something. And it's a true story about a 1940s American table tennis player who was a hustler in New York. And what I love about this movie is the absolute lengths that this guy was prepared to go to for what he wants. And I'm really big, you know, I'm wanty, right? And I'm big on wanting. And I love that he's like, I am fucking going to get this come hell or high water. And the shit he does is ridiculous. The things that he agrees to do, the stuff he enters into, it's all just bonkers. But it just shows the audacity and drive and commitment to his purpose, right? And there's this line in it where he is yelling at his girlfriend and he's like, you don't understand. You're not like me. I have a purpose and I have to do this. And it's like he thinks he's like this, he's got this big purpose that he has to do at all costs. And he's like, you're not like me. You just want to have a nice life, but I have to do this. And I love that. And I love people. I love driven people. Like, I love people that are really fucking motivated and really into their purpose and are just like unstoppable. And I also love people that give up. And I think there is so much merit in like being committed and so much merit in not being committed. So like being really committed to something and fucking going, I'm all in, man. I am fucking so in, and I'm going to spend the next 2 years working only on this and I'm all in, I think is really amazing. I also think it's really amazing to go, I have spent the last 5 years on this thing and I'm fucking out. I'm done because I'm not getting where I want to go. It's not working. I think I'm going to take my energy and move it over here. And I think that there's that lovely quote in The Serenity Prayer, you know, from Alcohol Anonymous, made it famous. And it's God, give me the strength, you know, that one. And it says, the wisdom to know the difference is the final line. And the wisdom to know the difference between what is yours and what is not yours, or what is done or what is still needs to be done. I think that's so wise. Because watching someone chase something that they're never going to achieve is awful. And then watching someone when they just not committing to something that is highly possible. And there's a famous quote, and a Jewish rabbi said it, and it was about how every man should have two pieces. I think Rabbi Jeffrey Sammet or something. Anyway, forgive me, I can't remember the name. But he wrote these two bits of paper, and one of them, he said, put one in your left pocket and one in your right. And one of them says, for me, the world was created. For me, the world was created. So it's like, I'm fucking everything. I'm the most important thing in the world. For me, the world was created, right? And the second bit of paper is, I am but ashes and dust. So that's the contrast between I'm fucking everything and I don't matter. I'm everything, I don't matter. And I reckon you've got to be able to run those two energies. Now, Marty in the movie, oh my God, Marty Supreme is just, I'm everything. I am everything. He's just all about him. And then, I won't spoil it, but anyway, at the end he goes, I'm nothing. And it's like, oh yeah, see, something's more important than him. Finally, finally, he gets it that something is more fucking significant than him. And it's just, I just thought it was beautiful. I thought it was so beautiful. And I love that concept. And I'm like, what are you so committed to? Like, what do you need to commit to, like, hard to really do well? And what do you need to just go, fuck, I'm out, I'm quitting because I'm not going to try this anymore. I'm not going to, and it might be really small. It might be really little. It might be, I'm no longer going to try and please my mother, right? Because you go, do you know what? It's not happening anyway. I've given it a fucking red hot crack and she's never going to be happy. So I'm not even going to try anymore. Now I'm just going to not try. And that is great, right? I'm no longer going to tell my son what to do. Well, he's never listened anyway. So just stop beating your gums. Like quitting something that's not working is great. And then being really committed to, I'm really committed to, like I'm this year, I'm really committed to intention and I'm like being intentional. And what is my intention in every moment is like, oh, I love that. Love that. And that's my big commitment. So what are you committed to? What are you not committed to? What do you think I am created for this? What is that about? And then what do you think I'm just a fucking speck of dust and I don't matter? I love that. So that is a good conversation for the weekend, isn't it? So have a lovely weekend. I will be back, I promise, on Monday. There will be no more technological difficulties and the podcast will be fucking alive. And then also on Monday, my new podcast, Business Matters, is launching. I'm very excited. We've now filmed 3 episodes and they're good. And they're for people that are interested in business, who love business conversations with me and my friend Peter Cook. And it's called Business Matters. And you can find it everywhere, and it's live on Monday. I will see you soon. Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.